that special girl. Booty pop, that special boy. Booty pop, here and late. Booty pop, don't discriminate. Booty pop, up and down. Booty pop, all around. Booty pop, left and right. Booty pop, all night. Booty pop.
Take out the garbage, we can send base. One test, two mics, double cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah.
Two good friends to kick off the month-long hiatus. We'll get into that later. But anyways, so first we have my good friend. I've known you since middle school, Steve Kerr.
That is right. What is up, Rockford?
Hello. Internet. We get...
Internet. Why'd you just say that?
Well, I don't know. The internet is a wide region of space. And then we have Kristen, who I've known for considerably less longer, but still an amazing person.
Kristen's also pretty hot.
Yeah.
He can
I'm
say
just
that.
Just the female version of you.
That's true. I always said that it was not like just. Steve dreamed you to life. I was like, how the fuck does she exist?
Yeah.
I was single for a real long time, and I was like, oh, I'll just probably be single for the rest of my life. But then when I met Kristen, it was meant to be.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. How long you guys been married now?
That's a great question. For just over a little bit of a year. Our anniversary is on 10/08. So if you're a Cubs fan, 108 years since they won last year. And that's how I remember it. So,
all right. Nice. Yeah. Excellent. Hey, I like your shirt, Steve. I guess we'll just jump into this.
Yeah.
If that's all right.
That's fine.
So you are the, what would you say, the administrator, the founder of...
I would say, you know, you could call it a leader, a passionate leader.
Yeah.
The biggest fanboy of retro video games.
Ah.
I don't know. Any of those words apply.
Okay.
I'm always been a fan first versus anything else, so.
Okay, so real quick, how far back does it have to go to be retro? I mean, like, is Nintendo 64 still retro? Are we still saying retro?
That's all based upon your personal preference. When
okay.
I think of retro video games,
uh-huh.
I really think of anything during the nostalgia that you had when you were a kid. So for some people, that's different. For older people, that might be the Atari 2600.
Okay.
For me, for example, yeah. that's the NES and really the Super Nintendo and the Sega Genesis. So,
yeah,
I mean, I also play a lot of PlayStation 1 and Nintendo 64 games, especially for parties. We even wove that into our vows for our wedding a little bit, too.
That was awesome.
So, yeah, definitely like it.
Yeah, nice. Okay. All right. So it's kind of up to personal preference. So, but now what if someone is like, I mean, obviously that has to be a cutoff because you can't be like, oh, I'm like, I love retro games on like PlayStation 3. I mean, or can you?
I mean, you can say whatever you want. The group is really open, and uh-huh. we always say the only hate that's allowed is towards the end boss.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah,
you know,
fair.
I mean, but when I really think of retro video games or classic gaming, as it's called in the States, I think of games during the golden age of video games. And for some older people, that actually is arcade machines. So if you really want to be technical about it, there's a lot of arcade machines in there that didn't get translated to platforms. But when I really think about it, I think of like those hardcore 80s and 90s. Like, I mean, can you remember the first time you ever beat Super Mario Bros. 1? Or you found that 1-up in the first level? Or like, I don't know. It does the same thing for you like the first time you maybe like you touched a boob or something. You know? Right?
Like, say
right?
What?
It was just like that.
It was just like that.
Yeah.
A boner definitely happens.
I mean, ask my wife about it. Like, she'll come home from work and she'll be like, what are you doing right now? And I'll have like a tripod set up trying to record me beat Contra. And like, it's like, I don't think she ever worried about me straying because the only thing I'd cheat on is if there was a girl made of a Butterfinger that played video games. So I don't think that exists.
I just said you dreamt her to life, so maybe you could dream that to life.
I know.
Kristen, what is your take on video games, past or present?
I am a big fan of the old video games, to be perfectly honest. Though I do like the Switch. The Switch is really awesome.
We haven't encountered that yet.
So we've played only a little bit of Zelda and some of the mini games. And
Mario Kart 8, that was really fun.
Yeah, I mean, Breath of the Wild, I mean, it just takes your breath away just in terms of graphics. And I love that there's no structure, so you can start off and do whatever you want, which I think is rare to find, especially for Nintendo video games. But for me, I always kind of grew up on Sega, so I'm a big Sonic fan. But then after that...
Who isn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But then after that, I start in college, having an N64 was like the ultimate like dude magnet. So we would have so many guys from all the floors, just me, my friend Diana, who we roommated together in college. And our door would just be wide open. And they're like... All these girls would just be like, those bitches, they're like always having all the guys and stealing them to themselves. And I'm just like, no, we're just crushing, you know, Mario Kart. We're just crushing Diddy Kong Racing or Super Smash Brothers. Mm. So Smash Brothers is my jam. And like, it's.
And she brings up a really good point about attracting guys. I mean, when it comes down to it, I mean, I don't know, even like when I'm at home, like there's nothing better than just playing some old school video games and then you having a beer or two or some Jameson on the side.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the greatest feelings just to be able to like really dive into the deep, you know, the structure of an RPG for the Nintendo, or even just play some Street Fighter 2 and beat up each other, you know. So
yeah, I have to say I'm a fan of, I mean, so once I didn't really know Zelda for a long time, and then Haley. Somehow we ran into we had like a Nintendo 64 somehow.
I think it was Jimmy Johansson's. I think he left it at your house.
Yeah, and so Haley was really good at Ocarina of Time.
Ooh, such a good game.
And that was an amazing
game. Arguably the best video game of all time.
Yeah, dude, that's my absolute favorite.
Yeah. It was so smart the way they put that. Anyways.
It's such a great game. Yeah. Yeah.
And then after that we got Skyward Sword. Thank you.
Or maybe Four Swords. Yeah.
That was the one reason why we got Wii. But the one reason why I wanted to switch, well, not the one reason, but the biggest reason is Zelda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the new
Zelda. I wonder if we can just rent one and then play Zelda and then like, okay, we're done now.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
But play it for like 100 hours.
But I was gonna say, like, even the non-extended play, you're gonna spend at least 20 or 30 hours on it.
Yeah.
And as a fan, like, I've talked to a few of my friends who are really, really into it. And they don't want to beat it. Like, they're at the point right now where they're having such a fun game experience. They just want to stay in it. So, like, they're at the point where they feel like they could beat it. But they're like, because it's one of those expansive open world games where you can just go beat the game if you want to. But there's a few things you have to go or be skilled enough to be able to do to get there.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There were some computer games back in the day that I was really into.
Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem. Yeah.
There's probably a few on that list that after, like Wolfenstein.
There was a good period of, I don't know, like 5 years where just all these video games on the computer were coming out that were just like that.
Doom.
Oh, yeah.
They're
Doom.
So good.
I love Doom.
Yeah.
There's one called Blood.
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Or what was the dinosaur one? Oh, Turok.
Oh, Turok. Yeah, Turok. Yeah.
Maybe I pronounced it Turok.
Turok. I always said Turok.
I've never heard of it.
Tupac.
Yeah. Tupac.
The best video game ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I definitely. Yeah. That. I ate it up. I loved it. Before we get too far into things, should we drink a little bit?
Yes.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
Orange juice.
Yeah, it does. That's crazy. This stuff looks like orange juice, but...
No, it doesn't.
Not. But
maybe apple juice.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, apple juice.
It does. It looks like apple juice.
That's what I meant to say.
Apple juice with some legs.
Yeah.
Ooh, legs.
Legs.
Yeah, no, this stuff looks like it's like a mimosa or something.
Yeah.
It's stinky.
Ooh, I love stinky beer.
It's stinky.
Who wants to start? Should we start? Hey, you? Haley?
Me?
You?
I go? Okay. Dave and I have the same beer. It is the I think it's a collaboration with The Brewery out of Orange County and Funky Buddha, which it doesn't really say where they're from. It just says South Florida.
I'm not really familiar with
that. But it is the Guava Libre Imperial Cream Ale brewed with lactose with guava and vanilla added.
And lactose
sounds awesome.
Yeah, if you don't remember, add sweetness without adding fermentability, you know.
Dave is so smart.
It's weird. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, I like
it. It has the consistency of orange juice, kind of.
Oh, it's like
it getting you rock hard, Dave? Yeah,
I'm getting
that's the only. It's a little. That's the only important question. It is weird,
but I like
it.
No, I like it. But it's a thick, light colored beer. It almost is like the thickness of a stout.
Oh, it's very interesting.
Definitely creamy.
Tastes like a really thick, like, apple cider.
A creamy mouthfeel.
Creamy mouthfeel.
Velvety.
So what did you describe this?
What?
What do they call it? The smell?
The smell? Stinky.
Stinky, okay.
It's just stinky. Because it's a sour.
Nah.
Kind of, I guess, with the lactose.
Well, should we stay? All right. Well, so that... This is, you got to try it. But I don't know. It's probably limited edition, I'm guessing.
I don't know. It was expensive.
Yeah.
How much was it?
It was good.
I was like $20.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a.
Give it a whirl.
And it was like behind the counter. We had to ask for it.
Oh, so
it
fancy.
Wasn't in the, yeah.
Anyways. To tell us about your beer there, Steve.
Well, I'm going to butcher it, so I apologize to all the Espanol speakers out there, but it's Cusqueña?
No, that's
think?
Correct.
Oh, hey. Shout out to 4 years of Spanish and taking Spanish, one at the middle school, high school, and college level.
What?
I wanted that A, baby. I wanted that A. it's a Cusqueña. It's a Negra. Dark lager. It says Negra on it. I wasn't trying to say a bad word. Just want to make sure.
It's okay.
Okay, good. And it has a picture of a pyramid on it. And what I like about that is because earlier today I made a Butterfinger ice cream cake, but it turned into a Butterfinger pyramid. So I think it's foretelling I'm drinking this right now.
Yeah, it's fitting. Well, that's good. And it's sweet. You like it?
Yeah.
It's definitely like a dessert beer.
It's very good.
Yeah. Well, good.
You can't get the Negra in the States.
Nope.
That was brought to us from our friend went to Peru.
Yeah.
Peruvian. You can get the blonde in the States. It's hard to find, but you can get it.
Are we
but
still talking about beer?
Yeah. The Cusqueña. Yeah.
Okay.
The Blanc Cusqueña.
Si. And I'm also double fisting it with Kristen here.
Yeah, you guys are like hardcore.
Yeah.
I'm not.
So would you...
Like, this is going to make me...
Kristen's going to get crunk. She goes from zero to crunk in about 3 shots.
That's why everyone loves her.
I know.
No. I'm sorry. My tolerance is much higher than 3 shots. Oh, how dare you? Well.
Whoa. She would say I'm sleeping
it
on the couch.
It just got heavy.
But we're at my parents' house in my old room, so...
we're drinking W.L. Weller.
Yeah.
It's a special reserve edition Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey.
Do you get down on bourbons much?
Yes, I love bourbons, anything of any sort, to be honest. But Buffalo Trace, which is actually sitting on the table right in front of us, is one of my favorites just because the finish is so smooth.
Did you guys bring that or was that ours?
That's
your
ours.
Guys.
Yeah.
It's unopened?
Yeah, I don't know how.
How?
Why.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, I don't...
That's so weird.
You guys need some more? I can pour it.
Yeah, I think we'll be opening that up shortly.
Yeah. But, what is
but
this?
That's one of my favorite bourbons.
That's an okay one. It's from a distillery in Madison.
Oh, nice. V for Vendetta.
Yeah. So, yeah, but Buffalo Trace, one of your favorites.
Buffalo Trace. I like Angel's Envy.
Oh, Angel's Envy,
Angel's Envy makes some really good bourbon. Yeah. And then we love Jameson, as you guys know. We're big Jameson fans.
So what about other Irish whiskey? Do you get... I'm trying to think of two Gingers is the only other Irish whiskey I can think
there's
of.
So there's so many other ones. There's like Powers. Yeah. There's... Oh. I mean, there's whatchamacallit. There's the one that's always, I always buy Jameson, exactly. So it's kind of hard to like even think about another one. If you were doing the brand structure, it'd be like Jameson, and like, well, I guess you don't have Jameson, so I'll pay some more money for something else.
Yeah.
Which is a horrible decision. But hey.
Well, okay. So like, how do you feel about like bourbon versus Scotch versus Irish whiskey? Like, what's your take on the three? I mean, like, are you just anytime you'll be down? You get in the certain mood, you got to have a certain one.
So I think I can lend some knowledge to this topic. I've been a big alcohol liquor drinker for a while now, but I actually prefer it. It goes great with cigars, Dave. Love it. Yeah. I've turned into an uncle just going out to the back porch after a long week, and
okay,
I'll get lost in some Tom Petty or Elton John or what have you, and maybe some AC/DC if I'm feeling a little bit more aggressive, and just smoke a cigar and drink like, you know, a third of a bottle of a Scotch. But you know what I like about whiskey, it really depends on what you're trying to do. I just got into Scotch recently, which I'm embarrassed to say I had never drunk it before, because in my mind I always saw it as being harsher tasting than whiskey.
Yeah.
But then when I actually drank good Scotch, I realized it was a whole lot smoother. So I totally get it now. And I mean, for me, it's really just I like, you know, the taste alcohol. But there are some times where it's nice to have it be smooth. And
yeah.
I mean, my favorite bourbon whiskey of all time is Wild Turkey 101. So like, what I like about that, and to not to go into too much detail of it, I like the spices of it, but also it's really harsh up front, but like then it immediately goes away. So it's like the opposite of Malort. Malort is like the evilest alcohol ever. Like it's like it's harsh. It's smooth up front. But then, like, in 2 seconds, it's like, what did I just do?
I made
a horrible life decision. That's that's kind of like what it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's like the anti-Malort. It's like, well, it's kind of bad up front, but then, like, it immediately goes away. And
I feel like that Wild Turkey burns your soul in a bad way, and Jameson burns your soul in a good way. Because Wild Turkey just lingers on and on and on, and I just feel so harsh. It does taste good, but it's after initially getting
it puts some hair on your chest. That's for sure.
I don't want hair on my chest.
I have a manager who, when we go out, he only buys Wild Turkey shots for everyone.
Well, what do you think? Like, I think like one of my favorite bourbons is Booker's.
Ooh, okay.
I found just in general, like, I don't know if all bourbon or all Booker's is barrel strength, but I've found that most of the barrel strength whiskeys out there tend to have more going on. Like, there's more, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
There's more flavor from the barrels and themselves. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
It's interesting because, like, when I talk to people about whiskey or like bourbon or even Scotch now that I've started drinking that in the last couple of years, the media, like, there's like the different classes of people or categories. And it's like the one people that like just don't like how harsh a liquor is. So like something that's, you know, 80 proof, it's just too hard for them to drink, you know. But like there's a lot of people who actually like the taste of it. And I'm kind of falling into that category of, you know, I liked it. It puts hair on my chest. I liked it. It's kind of, you know, I'm able to taste it. If you're not able to taste alcohol and you start drinking it, that's actually dangerous. Like, just think back to college with, like, the Jungle Punches of the world.
Oh, my God.
The Everclear and... What we used to do, Dave?
You remember... All right, do you remember... I might have told this story, like, a season or two ago, but...
We picked the nastiest pop to mix it with, so, like, we would never...
And then we made Magnum cubes.
Oh, that's
remember
right.
that? It was the worst thing ever.
Just in case y'all don't know out there in internet land, me and Dave were roommates for a while. Actually, I should tell this story. This is a funny story.
Oh yeah.
So me and Dave were roommates back in which, you know, geez, how many years ago was that? Like 2002.
Oh man.
Like, was that like 15 or 16 years ago?
I don't remember. Like 02 to 05.
Yeah,
or something?
We were roommates, and we were roommates in Neptune North down at NIU, and it was awesome. You know, we were like, you know, partying, we were having fun, we were getting, obviously, you know, getting straight A's and whatnot. But then, like, all of a sudden, Dave starts going back to Rockford all the time, and I'm like,
oh my God.
And in my mind, I'm like, you know, like, there's two things I can think of. One of them's kind of down in the dark path, like maybe he has like a family member that's sick or something. And I'm like, I don't really want to ask too many questions about that because I don't want to, like, be the jackass who's like, oh, is your mom sick or something? Like, I don't want to ask that question. But then the other thing I started to think of, I'm like, oh, maybe there's a lady involved. And little did I know that his beautiful wife, Haley, was the reason for this. So when I found out later, and then when I met Haley, I totally got it. I'm like, oh, man, yeah. She's a lot cooler to hang out with and a lot more attractive than I am. So yeah. I get it.
I also put out.
Yeah, right.
Wait, yeah. Your parents don't listen to this, do they? Oh, okay.
I feel like her dad would be cool for saying that. I talked to her dad about that kind of stuff.
Oh, like, really? Yeah.
He's like, here, drink this, and let's talk outside.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, your mom said something funny, like, not too long, that you mentioned to me.
No, it was before we got married. My mom was, like, convinced that I had to have honeymoon lingerie, and she needed to buy it for me. And so we're, like, we're, like, in Bergner's, and she's looking at, like, long white robes, and I'm like, what the fuck?
That must have been an awkward-ass,
It was super awkward. But then she said something about how special the wedding night is, and then she's like, but I know you're not a virgin. I'm just glad you waited till you were 18. And then, but she was facing away from me, and I made a face like, ugh. But there was another woman in the same area, and she looked at me, and I was like, and I just like walked away.
I think Haley
that was it. It was so me. And, fifth, I had a moment with a stranger about my virginity, and that's my mom still had no idea.
Hey, you know
I just
what?
Let my mom think what she thinks.
You know what's so funny too? Because like I used to give Dave crap when he was dating Haley. Because like, oh, you're dating a younger woman. She's like 3 or 4 years younger than you. I think 4 years, right?
Yeah.
And then like it's so funny because then like later in life when like I was single for a while and I met Kristen. Kristen's actually younger than Haley, so like, and I'm older than Dave by like a year. So like,
that's how it is. Yeah. With a lot of you, all the DeKalb guys, all married like younger ladies, and I'm like, I'm the grandma of them now.
And it's funny too because like looking back on it, I remember like, you know, obviously it was playful. It wasn't anything bad, but I was making fun of Dave and just thinking about like, oh, you're dating a younger woman. Like just because it's, you know, well, you know.
Yeah.
You're giving another guy, your buddy, crap, but then it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, my wife's younger than your wife. My bad.
Now, we, the it's three of us, I feel like this podcast is very, I mean, like, in general, is very dominated by Rockford folk. But now, three are from Rockford, and you are originally from Ohio, Kristen?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm from Northeast Ohio.
Northeast?
Small area called Warren.
Tell us what awesome rock stars from that area.
It's fading me.
All my life I've been searching for something. Yeah.
You know, Red Hot Chili Pepper.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm it's fading me. I'm
excited. Dave Grohl.
Yeah, Dave Grohl.
I'm singing it in my head, and I'm like,
my singing capability is a little not.
You
kind of
sang it like it was almost like a rap.
Oh,
like,
really? Oh,
no, I
like
got
a,
it.
Like a white guy rap.
Dave gets it.
I knew the words, but I couldn't.
Yeah. He was born in the same hospital that I was born.
Oh my God! It's like you guys are best friends.
Did they just sell his like house too? Tell us about that.
Tell us about how they sold his house.
Sorry.
Because she knows all that.
Yes, they sold his house. I know that they sometimes perform locally just at like small venues in our shit town.
So was the whole band of Foo Fighters from?
Yeah, no, just Dave.
Okay.
Because he like moved around, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he grew up, I think he grew up in his formative years up in like the north suburbs of Chicago is what I heard. But he was born in Ohio. I know like not too far from you, right?
He was born in the same hospital I was born in.
That's awesome.
Honey Valley Hospital.
So you guys are pretty much best friends then, right?
Yeah,
but there's...
You guys, like, talk all the time.
Yeah, we're, like, best friends. We're BFF.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a small area. We have our thing that we're known for is called the Hot Dog Shop. And you can get an entire meal there for $4.
I want to go there because I love hot dogs.
It's awesome. Yeah. And it's, like, really cheap.
It's really, really cheap.
Are they all beef franks?
Yes.
Wow.
That's
they
all
have
they...
shakes, too.
And the whole
thing are they four? All... Oh, 100% beef, good. Like Vienna beef?
Yeah.
That I don't know, and I doubt it. Okay. I doubt it.
Yeah, I was going to say for
that's
$4.
That's not a $4.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they'll give you 25% off for the shout out, right?
Right? Yeah, you should.
Well, the funny thing was, is for the longest time, you know, me and my mom would like to go down to the hot dog shop And I never noticed until I was older that she never ordered hot dogs. And I was like, why don't you get hot dogs from the hot dog
shop? Why do we come here?
She would get cheeseburgers. Well, I mean, I think the fries are good and the chili's good. They put chili. They have like a special homemade chili sauce that they put on top of it. And she told me, she's like, oh, I don't eat hot dogs. I haven't ate hot dogs since I was 9. And I was like, why don't you eat hot dogs? She's like, because my sister read the ingredients on the back of a package to me when I was 9 years old and I never ate them again.
Wow.
Oh. I'm surprised a 9-year-old would care about it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, she was a Dr. Doolittle. My mom had every single pet under the sun.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was animal conscious.
She was like, this one hot dog has 40 animals in it.
Yeah.
I have a question.
She also doesn't eat fish because she was in charge of filleting the fish when my grandfather.
So that turned her off?
Yeah. The funny thing is that turned into something that her dad never ate chicken because his job was to kill the chickens when he was a little kid. He never ate it.
How your grandpa never ate ketchup because he worked in a ketchup factory.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Yeah. Stop.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
You never turn work into pleasure.
There was recently a funny video about how they make ketchup.
I wouldn't watch it because I didn't want to know.
Oh, no, no. It's gross. It's not real. They put all these kind of drugs in it.
Oh, okay.
I saw that.
Yeah, water and a whole bunch of chemicals.
I like it. Yeah. I actually hid it from my Facebook feed. I was like, I don't want to know.
You blend them.
It's not real.
Okay. You're good.
Because I love ketchup too.
Kristen, you should tell them about one of the things you really like to do on the weekends where you always have your birthday parties at.
Oh, yeah. So I've had my birthday at this Korean place called Lincoln Karaoke in Chicago for the past 5 years now. And it's basically a room that you can have with all of your friends and light up instruments and multiple microphones and tables to climb on and fall off on if you choose.
Pour drinks heavy.
Yeah. So we need to come one of these times.
Yeah.
Oh, it's epic. So I'm turning 30 next year and I'm thinking of doing a karaoke bus.
Okay. We have to go.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about doing a karaoke bus. Nice. I'm sure it'll be a night to remember or not to remember.
Yeah. I don't know which one's better.
I do love to karaoke. I'm an amateur karaoke singer.
Kristen is a karaoke superstar, and how I knew this was, it's funny because her favorite song to karaoke was You Better Think by Aretha Franklin.
Respect.
But it was so funny when she came to Chicago, she had never seen the Blues Brothers. I'm like, so your favorite song to karaoke, and you were like really big on musical theater and stuff in college, but you'd never seen Blues Brothers. I'm like, that's the song from Blues Brothers. So when she saw it, I could see, I'm like, yeah, we were probably meant to be, you know. Probably. Yeah.
Probably.
Well, awesome. Blues Brothers isn't necessary. I mean, it's a musical, but it's a movie musical, and it's much different. It's not like, you know, Anything Goes or Rent and super like kitschy.
I know, it's way better than those.
It is. I think so. Because it has three... It has Aretha Franklin in it. It has who else?
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles. And then
John Lee Hooker.
John Lee Hooker.
Cap Calloway. James Brown.
James Brown.
Don't forget James Brown.
I love Blues Brothers.
James Brown.
When they're doing backflips and shit in the church.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
It's so good.
I want to go to that church.
Yeah. Oh, man. You didn't see that, Haley, until... Until that one Halloween where I played.
I had seen it when I was a little kid, but I wasn't that interested. So I knew, or maybe I hadn't seen it all. I'd seen parts. But yeah, once the guys from the house all did the Blues Brothers one Halloween.
I imagine your dad being a huge fan of that. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he would say he is, but honestly, my dad doesn't watch TV or movies that much.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. When he turns on the TV, all he does is listen to soundscapes on the music channel.
Or warm his hands to the fireplace.
Yeah, he listens to do you remember what was the CD from the 90s?
Oh, that's what I call music?
No, that was in the commercial, always started out with Sail Away.
Shit. Enya.
Enya.
No, but it was a collette. Yeah,
the stuff you fall
was
asleep
to. Was it Moodscapes?
It was. What was it? I know what you're talking
like
about.
That.
It was
like,
it
we're
helped
all
you
looking
fall,
it up.
It helped you fall asleep, right?
But that's what my dad listens to. All day, every fucking day.
It was
day.
Like you would go and press the button, do you want to listen to the beach or do you want to listen to. Yeah, I actually do remember that. It wasn't like, no, it was Pure Moods, wasn't it?
Oh, Pure Moods.
Was that what it was?
That has to be it.
Oh, or wait. Pure something? Wasn't pure, it like Seasons? I'm, Pure Seasons?
I want to say it was Pure Moods.
Was it Pure Moods? It was something like that.
Maybe it was
like,
Pure Moods.
I have no idea. I remember pressing those buttons when we were like in Venture or whatever. Like, you remember Venture? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Venture? Yeah. Oh, my
it
God.
It was Pure Moods.
Oh, was it? Okay, cool.
Released in 1994.
Oh, hey, okay. You wanna listen, I know what to get hit for Christmas now.
Yeah, right?
Here's a collaboration of Pure Moods.
Yeah, that beer bottle's way too big.
You've hit that microphone.
I also keep on hitting
it. It's okay.
If I break all this stuff, I apologize.
No, you won't.
I'm very antsy.
It's, no, it's... It's all good. It's heavy duty. Would you like to come to my place and listen to some Pure Moods? And I'll take you to the hot dogs.
Okay. I feel like you should listen to it like in a hot tub.
A hot tub?
Yeah.
With hot dogs?
Like on a mountain.
Yeah. Hot everything.
Hot everything.
Hot Dave, hot Haley, right?
Yes.
Make it hot.
And a big old packet of ketchup.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know where that went. Man. That got weird.
I'm sorry. So I don't know what else. Well, I guess we are coming to the end. Is there anything else we want to mention? Is there anything you need to get off your mind and tell to the internet?
Yeah, you just want to like.
Yeah.
The only thing that I will say is that one of the cool things that is a byproduct of all the retro fan stuff that I've done in the last, you know, whatever year and a half. Go check out www.chicagoretrogamer.com. Because it's awesome, and we're going to start having events soon. I don't know where they're going to be, but it's going to be awesome. And, hit us up. We're a great group of people.
Yeah. Wait. So just to get this straight, it's like a community that you guys just share the interest, and then you get together.
Yeah, it's mostly like, virtual right now, but we're definitely going to get some in-person meetings. And also, nice. Like... Honestly, I started it because I was just the biggest fan of it. And I actually didn't know that there was anything else in Chicago like that. So more I'm deep diving into it, the more I'm seeing that there's not only a huge appetite for it, but there's so many different subcultures that are associated with it.
I'm
loving it, actually. So if nothing else, then it just expanded my own fanhood for it. So
yeah, definitely. I love it.
I guess the one other thing I'm going to mention is that I see that you have an inbox character of Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, yes, we do.
Wow. Please talk about that from the 80s?
No, it's actually by Funko. They make the, you know, like the pop figurines.
Yeah.
They came out with retro like toys. So we also have the Big Trouble in Little China.
That's
cool. Guy.
Shit, what's his name?
Jack something?
Jack, all I can think of is he's like the Pork Chop Express here.
Yeah.
That's great.
But they had a whole line. And I was like, okay, I'm totally fucking buying that.
Yeah.
That's such a great toy. Steve and I were, we did for the Polar Plunge it's still this year. We did the Polar Plunge and we were Karate Kid. We
That's right. Yeah. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I always try to like, I personally like doing costumes where I get to wear facial hair.
I've noticed that.
I don't know why.
She was the hottest Mr. Miyagi ever.
And so many, that went over so well. I had so many people take pictures with me.
She was by far, so it was me. I was a Karate Kid and our buddy Casey was the guy from the Cobras.
Yeah.
What was the guy's name? I can't want to say Ken, but that's not right.
See, now all I can think about.
What was that dude's name? Like Rex? No, maybe Rex was the coach. Friday.
All of that.
Yeah.
Sandra.
So long. Scott, who knows? me and him dressed as like the two main, you know, like adversaries in the Karate Kid. She dressed as Mr. Miyagi, and people were just coming up and be like, can I take pictures with you? They didn't even want to take pictures with us. They were like, you guys are okay.
Mr. Miyagi ever.
Yeah, she was.
I mean, I wanted to be Walter Jesus when we did The Big Lebowski this year, but you're like, no, you have to be Maude.
Yeah.
I just love wearing facial hair.
So I will say this.
Something about it.
Not only
because you can't have it.
Not in a defense, but this year we did do a costume that I wanted to do. I'm not sure we're going to do a costume she wants to do.
We're gonna be anime characters. So I'm gonna get contacts.
So pray for me.
Nice. Are you like ones with like the big black pupils?
Yes.
She wanted me to be Khal Drogo so she could be Khaleesi Daenerys. Khaleesi 1 year. And I'm just like, dude, I don't look it's gonna be this guy's like 6'5" and ripped and dark haired and tattooed. And
I'm
just like, I don't know. I mean, you kind of have to stretch the imagination a little.
Yeah.
Just a tad.
Well, so what anime are you? Is it like a specific one or just kind of?
She has a very specific show she watches. Tell me about that.
I watch a lot of anime.
Well, say that one, like Inuyasha or something.
So I started.
She's watched like 7 seasons of this shit.
Oh yeah, so I watched 200 episodes of Inuyasha. Yeah, like
you may be a fan if you watch 200 fucking episodes of a show.
To be honest, I had watched the series when I was younger, and there were so many episodes, and it was on Adult Swim. Inuyasha.
Mm. It actually is pretty good.
It's a feudal era fairy tale, and you'll like it because it's like a lot of like. Like, even though it's like set in the feudal
era,
it's
very emotional.
It is no, but it's also funny too because he like curses all the time and stuff. That's why it was on Adult Swim.
It's definitely meant for an older audience, I feel like.
Yeah, and then they relaunched Sailor Moon a couple years ago, so I'm waiting for the next season to come out with that because it's actually really the relaunch of Sailor Moon is awesome. It's more like the manga,
and she really wants a Sailor Moon video game. Which is just like Streets of Rage, but it has the Sailor Moon characters in it instead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not exactly sure which one, just because some people were going to be... I want it to be like recognizable. I think Inuyasha is one of the more popular ones along with Sailor Moon, but I don't know.
Yeah, Sailor Moon is definitely the most recognizable.
Yeah, you could be Tuxedo Mask.
I don't know what that is. Should I be scared?
You just have to wear a suit and a bow tie and have a mask.
Okay,
that's it.
Done.
I say, are you guys going to be like from the same anime or just
We would have to be from the same anime.
Yeah. I was going to say because you could be like No Face from like Spirited Away.
Oh, okay. I have seen Spirit. Okay.
Because that you don't put a thing over you.
But then, that's true. I don't know. I feel like that. If you're going
to
do...
That'd be so hard to polar plunge in, you'd, like, drown.
Yeah, that would...
I don't know what we're going to do this year for the polar plunge. I feel like we're trendsetters. I bet you that next year there will be a ton of Karate Kid. There's going to be a ton of Karate Kid.
Because
the year we did Wrestlers, there was a ton the next year. And then we did Space Jam. There was a ton of Space Jam this year.
We had, like, 30 people dress up in Space Jam. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was... I don't know what it's going to be... I don't know. We have to do something popular.
I don't know.
Something really fun.
You should do like a poll on Facebook.
What should we do?
Yeah. People can vote.
What if we were like, what if we were...
Because you can't decide.
What if were Japanese, like Hello Kitty and cute? Like,
a lot of stuff that doesn't sound cool.
I think that sounds awesome. We would definitely get on the news.
Haley, what time do you have to leave?
10 minutes.
Wait, is that a picture of Dave on your phone?
Yes.
Dang, looking sexy as ever.
It is.
She has these photos of Dave on her phone that's like look like they were from like GQ, like black and white. Yeah,
that's his dancing face. He's in the middle of dancing. He was like in the middle of like a roll.
Oh, dang. She was, you can tell that she was a little bit, enticed by this.
Yeah, I didn't take that. That was from a wedding. Someone
feel
was like,
cut all this shit out.
Here's like the photographer was like, you need this picture. I'm giving this to you now.
Oh, that was good. Because
with like the lights around him too, it just did that.
GQ was calling Dave man of the year.
So we only have 10 minutes left.
I mean, we can keep going. I just wanted to know what time.
Oh yeah,
to
I
go.
Can just bow out.
Yeah, that's happened.
Should we? All this great art that I'm seeing in this room.
There's a lot of great art.
A lot of it.
Definitely.
This room is pretty awesome.
What catches your eye?
Well, obviously the Star Wars and.
Can you pick out the one piece of art that Haley painted?
That Haley painted.
I did. Yeah. I painted one.
She
in
painted
this room.
One piece of art.
Yes. I have it narrowed down to two, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think?
When you say paint, did you mean color?
No. Nope. Actually painted.
That one?
That's from the Blue Man Group.
Yep.
Oh, that's not from you.
I think it's the beer.
Yep, it's
it
the beer.
Is.
That was my 21st birthday gift.
I painted that
Wait,
for my 21st
Haley,
birthday.
Haley, what was that thing that you gave Dave and like, man, we were like young. It was like Island of
it's
You.
It said Isle of
but like,
You.
And, but you say fast enough, it's like I love you.
Yeah.
I remember
it
that.
It was cute.
I remember that.
I was like 17.
I had a room next to Dave, so in our house in college.
It's gone.
I remember that.
And by the way, Haley's cousin Ronnie painted one, except this one's a print, The Super 8.
Holy cow. She fucking, really?
She painted that.
She painted that?
Yeah. For Steven Spielberg.
How fine of a
paintbrush is
she?
That?
She is amazing, first of all.
Well, okay, so the story as I know it is, so my cousin Danny is in film editing in Chicago, and his wife is an artist, and she drew the logo for this company out in LA, and which is a friend of theirs, and Steven Spielberg was there, and he was trying to figure out I think it was the Super 8 poster for like the Asia release.
Oh,
and so he was doing a contest, and he like pointed to that picture and was or to that logo, and was like, "Get me the artist that drew that."
Holy cow! Really?
And so it was his wife Ronnie, and so they like collaborated.
If that's a painting, that is amazing. They did not
win, but yeah, they only have like 15 prints of those, so.
Holy cow. So that's like a collector's edition.
Yeah.
It's signed. It's to my dad. I steal everything from my dad.
Oh, nice. It's a good person to steal stuff from, I guess.
Yeah, but no, she's amazing. She's one of the best artists I've ever met in my entire life. She painted their own wedding invitations, and it looks like an old-timey like movie poster.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yep. She's pretty awesome. Anything else? Did you were you trying to comment on anything else either yet?
I mean, as I look around, I would feel very at home hanging out in this room, and I know that Dave and I cut a record last Thanksgiving, almost exactly a year out, but it was that Friday afterwards, and you know, a few of us, I think it was like 2 hours of music that it was just me bubbling while you guys play music.
Which, if you listen to the beginning of this podcast, you'll have heard some of it.
At least one of the songs from it. Yeah. Booty Pop, maybe, or I can't even think. What are the other names of the songs? Beetlejuice.
That's right.
Whatever came into the head at the time. But it just goes to show how like creative and brilliant I think Dave and just some of our friends that we've been friends with for so long, and Haley are, and everybody. Like, they can just start playing music, and you have something to sing. You can sing along with it. And Kristen even came in for a song, too.
Ladies' song. I think I called it Ladies' Night.
Oh, yeah.
It was called Ladies' Night.
Okay.
It was probably awesome.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, we were in the other room watching the Gilmore Girls release on Netflix ruining our stomachs with every type of food under the sea. Because we thought that would be a good idea.
We had a song about that, actually, because we were going out to get, like, it was like our list of shit to get was like Italian food, Indian food, Taco Bell.
That's what they eat.
It's like we had, there was another place too. Wasn't it like chicken wings from somewhere too or something?
I think we're going to have to wait a really long time for the next Gilmore Girls too, because she signed a deal with Amazon.
Oh, yeah?
So it would probably premiere on Amazon, not Netflix instead.
How old is she now? Is she like getting her PhD or whatever?
Which one?
Like, ooh,
Alexis
Bledel.
Alexis Bledel.
Rory.
Yes. Alexis Bledel.
She's
Dave knows.
She's older now.
He almost got a crush on her.
But
Does she look like Haley at all?
No.
Okay. Haley's probably way more better looking, right? I'm guessing.
Yes.
Alexis Bledel still looks like she's 12.
Yeah, she does.
The last time I remember, too, doesn't she kind of, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but she can kind of look like, you know, like the softball type. Like, you know?
No, she doesn't look like the softball type.
She just looks like the.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I actually play softball. I used to. Sorry. I'm fidgety.
Yeah, he's right now taking off the plastic piece off the microphone, just like he annoys me when he clicks the back of the.
Well, you know, once you drink a Cuscano,
clicks the back of the remote.
You had it right before.
I remember.
I guess maybe we should wrap things up by saying how pumped we are about the new Star Wars movie.
Oh my God!
So excited,
Kristen! If you could be any Star Wars character, what would you be?
If any in any universe,
and I would tell us about it.
I would definitely be a Ewok.
Ooh.
For sure.
Oh.
I could see that.
Because they're so cute.
Did you see the Ewok movies?
Yes, I did, actually. Excellent. It's been a very, very long time, but the Ewoks just are so great, and I love how, I know a lot of people give a lot of bad rap. They're like, you know, Empire Strikes Back is the best movie out of the three, but I love the Jedi, how it becomes, like, more, like, the primordial is beating, you know, these people that have, or these, you know, stormtroopers that have space guns, and yeah, it's just great. It's really great. I love the Ewoks.
And the Ewok fight scene is awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
I remember one of my, I will not mention names because it's, you know, on the Internet of Things. But one of our good friends, I remember when he was dating a girl that he was interested in, he had a Star Wars poster because he was a huge fanatic. Mm-hmm. And she came in and on the poster had a picture of Chewbacca. Now, we all know who Chewbacca is, a Wookiee. But she was like, she had obviously was a little bit younger and then had never seen Star Wars. And she's like, so is that just like a big Ewok?
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Deal breaker.
You need to dump her ASAP.
But aren't they from the same race, the Wookiees and the Ewoks?
Kind of. And actually, it's interesting that you say that because originally they were going to have it be a battle between the Wookiees versus the, you know,
the little Ewoks.
Yeah. No, not the little Ewoks. Instead of Ewoks, they were going to have just the Wookiees.
Oh.
And they decided against it because it's like, well, Chewbacca can like navigate a ship.
Yeah, he's pretty much awesome. He's
like, it's not like a really good.
He's
like,
smart and super strong.
It's not. It doesn't make it seem like they're the underdogs.
And I remember reading an analysis once that like his weapon was actually way way stronger than you think it is. Like, isn't it like his weapon really really? There you go. Wait. Oh,
that's a good answer.
Wait, guys, something you guys need to get on your podcast right now.
Yeah.
Kristen, do your the one impression. Remember when we first started dating, you were doing.
That's off topic.
No, though. No. Anyways, do your Meatwad impression.
Is it a good ender?
My God, I love your Meatwad impression so much.
Do your Meatwad expression.
Wait.
That is when I fell in love with you.
Sign us off with your meat.
Yeah, sign us off. Okay, we're going to go now, guys.
So, thanks for listening and bye. This is Dave.
I'm Haley.
I'm Steve.
And this is Tristan doing her Meatwad impression. Just want to let everybody know to have a happy Thanksgiving. And raise my 10 speed. I'm in my 10 speed. I'm a kill motherfucker if I don't get it.
Yay!